Good morning. I'm Pastor Mike and have the privilege to bring to you this morning's message. So today I want to talk to you about sheep and the shepherd. First, I need to clarify a few things for you. I am not a shepherd. Okay? I have never taken care of sheep, never had that job or responsibility. I don't know anything about sheep except for what I read or what I've been told. I think at a farm once, I petted one. So that's my experience when it comes to sheep. And the second thing I want to clarify, I am not a sheep. Or maybe I am one. Throughout the Bible, God's people knew a lot about sheep because they were nomadic shepherds. Think about it. Abel, who killed his brother Cain in the first murder, was a shepherd. We have all the patriarchs of Israel with shepherds. Moses, he spent 40 years, right, taking care of his father-in-law Jethro's sheep. And we have King David, the greatest king of Israel. He served his father as a shepherd. And when God put skin and bones on, and he came to this earth as a baby, he was seen by shepherds. Israel has a long history of being shepherds and taking care of sheep. So they kind of know what they're talking about. Sheep are defenseless animals. They are prone to get lost. They need constant care. You can't drive sheep like you saw in the video, right? Like you can other cattle. You have to lead them. They have to be led. It's interesting. David, he compares his enemies to clever and strong animals, like in Psalm 22, where David calls his enemies fierce bulls. And lions, pack of dogs, wild oxen, like those are metaphors of like strong, smart animals. But then in Psalm 23, the next chapter over in our text for today, David compares God's people to lowly sheep. And there's a reason for that. Will you pray with me? Father God, we do just thank you for this day. God, and right now as we turn our hearts and our minds to your word, Jesus, first we want to say thank you for being a God who's with us and being a God who gave us your word. That Jesus, through your word, we get to know you, we get to know your heart, things that matter to you. So Jesus, right now as we dive into Psalm 23 and John 10, Jesus, we just want to give you this time. God, help us to know you more, help us to love you more. It's in your precious name we pray. Amen. Bottom line today, I'm going to give you like the main point right up front, and we're going to come back to it. Here's the main point. When a shepherd is with his flock, all who are under the care of the shepherd feel a sense of peace. In other words, the shepherd's presence brings peace. A shepherd lives with his sheep. That means, right, he knows everything about his sheep. He nurtures them. He guides them. He always has his eye on the sheep. You see, the imagery of a shepherd, it stirs emotions of care and provision and protection. In Psalm 23, God is depicted as the good shepherd who leads his sheep, us, as we follow him. You can open your Bibles to Psalm 23. It's also going to be on the screen behind you. Psalm 23, starting in verse 1. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength, and he guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name." We're going to pause there. So right out of the block, David, who wrote this, he calls the Lord my shepherd. My shepherd. And in that word shepherd, David uses the most comprehensive and most intimate metaphors that he's been yet to use in the book of Psalms while describing God's nature and God's character. And it's interesting, moreover, David identifies himself not as a fellow shepherd, which he was one, wasn't he? But he identifies himself as sheep. "The Lord is my shepherd," says David. And he says it because God knows everything about him. That God is the one who spends time with him. That God is the one who nurtures him. That God is the one who guides him. That God is the one who never takes his eye off of him. In the words of David, it's God who cares for me. It's God who provides for me. It's God who protects me. You see, the Lord is personally concerned with David's welfare because David is one of his sheep, just like you and I are. And because this is David's experience with God as his shepherd, then David's next statement is, I shall not want. I shall not want. God is a good shepherd, and he takes care of all of David's needs. David is basically saying, look, I have plenty to eat. I have clean water to drink. I don't have to worry about wandering off and being lost. Right? The big bad wolves of life are not coming to attack me because God is shepherding me. And God has his best interest at heart for me. And then David says in verse 2, he lets me rest in green meadows and leaves me beside calm streams. In the Holy Land, pastures were lush and green during the rainy season, but that didn't last all year. And there were no fences. The land was rough and very dangerous, and it was filled with wild animals and snakes. And the helpless flock of sheep needed constant oversight. Sheep have four primary needs: food, water, rest, and a shepherd to guide them. Sheep will not lie down when they're hungry. And sheep will not drink from a fast-flowing stream. It just makes them too anxious. So sometimes a shepherd would have to dam up a stream so that the shepherds could quench their thirst. You see, the shepherd takes care of all of the sheep's needs. Church family, when we follow God, when we follow our good shepherd, we have all that we need. We will not be lacking the necessities of life. This is who our shepherd is, and this is what he does. I love studying the nature and character of God as I just try to grasp and understand who he is. One way I find this particularly helpful is to go through and to learn the names of God and try to understand the names of God. And this is all in Psalm 23, what we just read, and I found this really interesting. So just check this out. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is Jehovah God, the covenant-making God of Israel. I have all that I need. God is Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides all that we need. He lets me rest in green pastures and lead me beside peaceful streams. The Lord is Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. He renews my strength. The Lord is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. The Lord is Jehovah Sidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. The names of God, who he is revealed all through the book of Psalm 23 here, Psalm 23. And it just gives us a glimpse of who our shepherd is. Side little note here. If you enjoy studying the names of God, there are a couple great devotional books by Ann Spangler that I just love and I highly recommend. Praying the Names of God, Praying the Names of Jesus. Great little books to help you learn who God is through this way. Psalm 23, verse 4 now. Check that out. It says, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. In verse 4 here, David changes the pronoun that he uses from he to you. David is no longer talking about the shepherd. He is now talking to the shepherd. And according to verse 4, it's the shepherd who is with me through the darkest valley, through the shadow of death. The valley is any difficult season or experience that we go through, which includes death. You know, sheep lack good vision. They're easily frightened at night in the dark. And the presence of their shepherd calms them. And so, because you are with me, David says to the Lord, because you're with me, I will not be afraid. I'm not alone. You are with me. The shepherd had a staff, a rod, or a club kind of thing that he would use to stun or kill any attacking beasts that would come after the sheep. He would also use this staff or rod to help the sheep if they needed it in any capacity. So it gave the sheep great peace knowing that A, their shepherd was always with them, but B, also because their shepherd was equipped for any emergency that they were in. Church family, remember our main point? The presence of the shepherd means peace. His presence means peace. So consider when our God came near to us in the person of Jesus Christ. Consider when our good shepherd, when he arrived on the scene, and Jesus describes himself as the good shepherd in John chapter 10. John chapter 10, starting in verse 1. I tell you the truth, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant. So he explained it to them. Do you know why it says that the people didn't understand what Jesus was saying? It's because his audience was sheep. Another fact of sheep, you saw in the video, they're described as dumb livestock. They're not intelligent creatures. Some scholars even believe that sheep, if they were not domesticated, they would have gone extinct thousands of years ago. I'm going to show you a quick little video. You may have seen this online, just to give you a little taste of sheep. So this sheep is stuck, and see what he does. Shepherd helps him out.
С этой стороны, против солнца.
We don't have to watch it again. I know you want to watch it again, because you can find that online. You can watch it as many times as you want. Sheep are not super bright, are they? But think about it. If we're honest with ourselves, neither are we. We can be pretty dense at times, making the same mistakes over and over and over again. We too wander off course. We need help figuring out what to do and where to go. Maybe you and I identify as sheep more than we think, in lots of ways and areas in our life. The choices that we know are wrong, we do them anyway, showing that we're like sheep. The arguments that we have with our spouse, because we keep doing the same foolish thing over and over, indicating we are like sheep. The patterns of spending money that we don't have more than we make, thus going deeper and deeper into debt, proving that we are dim, just like sheep. But do you know what makes a sheep thrive? It's when they have a shepherd who loves them like crazy. A shepherd who lives with them. A shepherd who guides them and knows them and calls them by name. When the shepherd is with his sheep, he builds trust with them in a way that just the sound of his voice causes the sheep to be at peace. There's another video that I wanted to show you, but I didn't have the rights to it. But I want to paint you a picture of this. There are sheep that are grazing on a hillside. And this video happened in Norway, and a farmer was teaching some of his students about the sheep. So the sheep are grazing. They're all their heads are down eating the grass, and they're on a hillside. The farmer took one of his students and said, go up to the fence and call the sheep. So the first student comes up to the gate, basically, and he does out this yell of some sort to try to get the sheep's attention. And granted, these are all strangers to the sheep. Sheep do nothing. Nothing. Stranger number two comes up. He does his call to the sheep. Nothing happens. None of the sheep move anything, a muscle at all. Third student comes up, does it. Same thing. Same response. Sheep do nothing. Then the shepherd approaches the fence. He does his call, and immediately every single head of the sheep pops right up. Then he does another call, and immediately all the sheep come running right to him. You can find that video online too. Because the good shepherd takes care of his sheep, because the good shepherd knows them and loves them, they respond to his voice. And then we have the second half of Psalm 23:1. I shall not want. Church family, when God is your shepherd, you're not going to be left wanting. You're not going to find yourself lacking. Truly, everything that you need is found in Jesus, your good shepherd. Look at John 10, verse 7 now. It says, so we explain this to them. I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pasture. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he's working only for money and doesn't really care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me, just as my Father knows me and I know the Father. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd. And all of us who find ourselves lost or in trouble, or on your own, or outside of what God created you to be, I need you to know that Jesus is the way to peace. You were meant to be led. You were meant to be cared for. You were meant to be protected by the good shepherd Jesus. And he laid down his own life for his sheep, for you and I. Everything that separates us, everything that leads us to death because of our sin is taken care of by Jesus and only Jesus. And through the good shepherd, we can have life. And through the good shepherd, we have a secure future, but not just a future, a present as well. Jump back to Psalm 23. Let's finish that up here. Psalm 23, verse 5 and 6. It says, you prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies, and you honor me by anointing my head with oil, and my cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord. For how long? Forever. You know, each day with his sheep, the goal of the shepherd was to bring back his sheep, his flock, to safety for the night. The sheep would be brought back into a fold, which was it was surrounded by a stone wall. The shepherd then would count each sheep, and he would inspect each sheep to make sure that they were not bruised or injured or sick from eating like a poisonous plant or something like that. And then he would tend to their needs. And then the sheep would lie down and rest peacefully under the care of the shepherd. The shepherd then would lie down across the opening of the fold to protect the sheep and be the door, be the gate. And during the night, dangerous animals, they might approach the fold, but there was no way in. There was no way to reach the sheep because the shepherd was, in fact, the door. And as the shepherd lay at night, as the door taking care of his sheep, no doubt he would reflect upon the day and he would give thanks to God for all of the blessings of goodness and mercy. As David looked back over his long life, David came to the same conclusion that in spite of his many sins and in spite of his many failures, God's goodness and God's mercy had followed him and led him. And David looked forward to the future because he knew that his future would be in heaven, that he would be in his Father's house forever. Philip Keller, an East African shepherd with a lifetime of experience in the field, he came to this realization on how important the shepherd-to-sheep relationship was. He said this, he said, "In the course of time, I came to realize that nothing so quieted and reassured the sheep as to see me in the field. The presence of the master and owner and protector put them at ease as nothing else could." Church family, this same sentiment is true about our relationship with Jesus. That his presence in our life has the same effect on us as his followers, as sheep do to the shepherd. That his presence, what? Brings us peace. His presence brings us peace. It brings us confidence. That no matter what life looks like, good or bad, we're going to be okay. We're going to be able to lie down knowing that he's with us, knowing that he's taking care of us. I hope this Christmas season, church family, that you know, and I mean really, really know, that your good shepherd is with you, that he is near you, and that you can count on him to lead you to green pastures, and that he's going to lead you beside still waters, that his presence and his leadership over your life will provide you security and provision, and his presence will bring you peace.